The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
Reading from the Holy Gospel according to John.
Glory to you, O Lord.
Some in the crowd who heard these words of Jesus said, "This is truly the prophet." Others said, "This is the Christ." But others said, "The Christ will not come from Galilee, will he? Does not Scripture say that the Christ will be of David's family and come from Bethlehem, the village where David lived?" So division occurred in the crowd because of him. Some of them even wanted to arrest him, but no one laid hands on him. So the guards went to the chief priests and Pharisees, who asked them, "Why did you not bring him?" The guards answered, "Never before has anyone spoken like this man." So the Pharisees answered them, "Have you also been deceived? Have any of the authorities or the Pharisees believed in him?" But this crowd, which does not know the law, is accursed. Nicodemus, one of their members, would come to him earlier, said to them, "Does our law condemn a man before it first hears him and finds out what he is doing?" The answer said to him, "You are not from Galilee also, are you? Look and see that no prophet arises from Galilee." And each went to his own house. The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus
Christ. One of the most common expressions that came out of pop psychology in the 70s was, if you were living back then, is identity crisis. Good pop psychology. Identity crisis. But I think we see that in the gospel today. There was certain identity crisis in which these people that were surrounding our Lord didn't know who he was. That really shouldn't be our case, though. We should know who he is. However, Jesus can be compared to, in basic physics, we have what's called the process of refraction. I'm sure you know what that is. If you place like a diamond exposed to light, you're going to have coming, emanating from that light, it's going to be like a rainbow of different colors. So maybe when you go home today, pull out the huge diamond that you have in your dresser drawer. Or maybe you got a fake one, I don't know. And expose it to sunlight, and you're going to see the rainbow of colors emanating from that. That's a mere image of Jesus Christ. He's the brilliant diamond. He's the pearl of infinite price. And one of the ways in which we can get to know him is by studying what are called these different titles, Christological titles. And there are many. So I'm going to just give you a few and ask yourselves as you read the gospel today, who is Jesus Christ for you? Hopefully you're not going to have a Catholic identity crisis. I hope no, otherwise I'll be cast into desolation after working with you for many years, no? You should know who you are. And as John Paul II says, Christ reveals us to ourselves in Redemptor Hominis, his first encyclical, JP 2. The first is you heard today, it was mentioned more than once, Christ. You who are experts in Greek, it would be the Kairo. In Hebrew, the word is Messiah. So both Christ and Messiah. Christ is the Greek, Messiah would be the Aramaic. It's like John y Juan. Same name, Spanish, English. Yeah? Now what Christ actually means is this. It means the anointed one. The anointed one. So in the times of Jesus, the kings were anointed. Maybe remember the anointing of David by Samuel, and it says, from that moment the Holy Spirit rushed upon him. So there's one title, Christ, the Messiah. Another one, as you heard it today, they didn't understand the full impact of what they were saying, but Christ is a prophet. He's above and beyond the prophet, but a prophet, he was the greatest prophet. What does a prophet do? A prophet is someone who preaches the word of God. You know, when you're baptized, you are actually anointed as priest, prophet, and king. So we participate in what is called the prophetic role of Christ. If you read the documents of Vatican II, have any of you read the document on the priesthood? Presbyterian Ordinis. Maybe read it tonight. Pray for priests. It says the principal role of the priest is the ministry of the word, what I'm doing right now. You know, over the past couple of years, I've kind of battled with that. Can I tell you why? See, I thought that the first role would probably be the celebration of the Mass. Why would Vatican II put the preaching above that? I've kind of battled with that the past couple of years in my theological mind. And I'll tell you why I arrived at the conclusion that Vatican II is right and Father Broom's theological speculation is wrong, is because technically, of course, there's nothing greater than the Mass. But if we don't preach and teach and catechize, someone can come to the Mass and they don't have the faintest idea what's happening. That's why the preaching comes before the reception of the sacraments. That's the whole mindset of the church, is that we have to preach, we have to teach, we have to exercise our prophetic role as priests. Because the more that you understand the depths of what's happening in Mass, the more graces you're going to receive. You've heard me preach on dispositive grace. You receive graces in proportion to your disposition. So Jesus is Christ. He's also a prophet. And one of the most loved expressions for those Mexicanos is que viva Cristo Rey. Amen. Yep. Que viva Cristo Rey. If your Spanish is non-existent, what I just said is, long live Christ the King. However, Jesus is not the king like the normal kings. You know when we see Jesus acting as a king? When he's kneeling down at the Last Supper and he's washing the feet of his disciples, there we have Christ as king. He said, the Son of Man did not come to be served, but to serve and give his life in ransom for many. So it's not a king to dominate, to subjugate, but rather a king that came to serve. Incredible the humility of Christ. The creator of the whole universe, getting down on his hands and feet, and kneeling down and washing the dirty feet of these stinky fishermen, because, you know, fishermen. You're dealing with fish and fishermen. It's not Chanel number five, no? Ugly smell of fish, huh? But that's symbolic of sin, of course. He came to wash away sin, the bad odor of sin. Other titles. I'll give you two more. Two of my favorites. Related to what we're celebrating now. John chapter 6. I'm the bread of life. I'm the bread of life. Whoever eats my body and drinks my blood will have everlasting life, and I'll raise him up on the last day. Short time, this bread of life that I'm preaching is going to go into the very depths of your heart. You are God's spoiled children. How privileged you are to believe in that. How privileged you are to be here. How privileged you are to participate in Mass. How privileged you are to be able to receive the Eucharist. How privileged you are. What should flow spontaneously from your heart is, thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord, that I believe. Thank you, Lord, that I'm here. Thank you, Lord, that I will receive you into the very depths of my heart. Now, please, never take the Lord for granted. We're celebrating Mass for here now. What's going to happen in 2 or 3 years from now? Only God knows. Only God knows. They had to celebrate the Mass in the catacombs, right? The cristeros had to celebrate Mass where? In las casitas, huh? Never take the Lord for granted. You live this Mass as if it were the first Mass, the last Mass, and the only Mass. Amen? And the last title of Christ is this. Remember when I was in Italy, my formator was an Italian, he said, you Americans tend to see God in a transcendental way, whereas we as Italians in a more personal way. The Americans, God is omniscient, omnipotent, whereas for the Italians, God is un amiguito. And he wasn't criticizing either the culture, he's just saying there's a different perspective. So Jesus Christ, also, he is our friend. He's our friend. Look at the contrast between our definition of Jesus Christ Any of you ever study Aristotle? None of you? The greatest philosopher. You know, Aristotle calls God the unmoved mover. How boring. It bores my socks off, I tell you. The unmoved mover. How abstract. How abstruse. How esoteric. How ethereal. How nebulous. It's like the program in the 60s, Outer Limits, you know, remember that? That doesn't do anything to me, the unknown, the unmoved, you know. I mean, it's so, but for us, Jesus Christ is our friend. Not only friend, he's our best friend. So, the gospel today, there's confusion who Jesus is. Hopefully you don't have a Catholic identity crisis. I hope you don't. So I presented to you the diamond today. You look at the diamond, process of refraction. Would you got that rainbow color of lights. That beautiful, incomparable diamond is our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Place him in the very center of your life. Amen.